Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. I'm so excited about today's program. Corey Bell, after suffering loss and heartache, found love again, and we're going to get to talk with her and her new husband, Randy Keeler. Previously recorded, but still exciting. Stay tuned. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at Wallace Hall, Brighton Presbyterian Church, 1775 East Avenue at 11:30 a.m. on Saturday mornings. Please join us for worship. And if you would like to join us for our Yom Kippur services, Sunday, September 27th at 7 p.m. and Monday, September 28th at 10 a.m., you can join us at Brighton Presbyterian Church, Wallace Hall, 1775 East Avenue. We would love to have you come and worship with us. Here's Corey Bell with Lev Shelo, Hashivenu Elecha. During this season of introspection and searching our hearts, we return to the Lord. We repent. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh.
Shalom. This is Corey Bell from the band Lev Shalom, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
If you were listening to the program last week, you heard an interview with Pastor Sam and Heather Walker. They lost their house in the horrible campfire of Paradise, California, almost 2 years ago, yet they still praise the Lord and still have hope. And Corey is also a person that through everything she's experienced, she never lost her faith. She always praised God. So enjoy this next song and just think of my dear friend and the joy in the Lord that she never lost.
Thank you.
Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester? Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the upper cervical chiropractic care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They have been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester and upstate New York since July 2013, with state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment. They work to determine if they're what you need to get your life back. If you would like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several, please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic Care of Rochester, located at 1280 North Winton Road. Check them out online at www.uccroc.com. And as announced last week, this is pretty exciting. They're going to have a grand opening of a new location at 749 East Henrietta Road. They are moving October 14th. Again, their new address will be 749 East Henrietta Road. That is really exciting, so stay tuned for more information about that. This is Ethel Chadwick, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings. In a few moments, I'm going to play an interview with Corey Bell Keeler and her husband, Randy, and their love is so sweet. Oh, it's just adorable. And I told you that in spite of all the things that have happened, Corey continues to praise the Lord. So this next song comes from the CD Or HaOlam, and it's called Sing Praises to the Lord.
Sing praises to the Lord. Sing praises, all you people.
Again, that's Corey Bell with the band Lev Shalom. And now let's hear about a sponsor, Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. Of all the hardships that Corey endured, I think one of the hardest was the sudden passing of her son, Beau. They had a wonderful relationship. He was firm in his faith, and he did struggle with schizophrenia. And Corey has written a beautiful song, and it is written as if it were through his eyes. Because when you have schizophrenia, you want people to know, hey, I'm still there inside. I'm still here. And so this truly is a beautiful song.
These voices in my head say things I've never said, turn whispers into prayers. My pillow holds my tears. I'm bound by endless fears. Please take my heart and see me. I hope they find me between these hollow walls. I look into the mirror. I don't see afraid the world will see a weak and broken me, this battle in my head. I'm standing in the dark. I need a way to start. Please take my mind and every word is true.
I know you enjoyed that beautiful song, I'm Still Here. Why don't you go to your computer and look up the video, I'm Still Here. It'll blow you away. Corey produced a just fantastic video with this song, and I think it'll really bless you. And I'm so happy to call her friend, and after speaking with her husband, I can call him friend too. Right now, let's hear from Earl Schillinger.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 11:30 at Brighton Presbyterian Church, Wallace Hall, 1775 East Avenue, across from Wegmans.
Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. In just a few minutes, you're going to hear my interview with Corey Bell Keeler and her husband, Randy. I just want to remind you that today's program is pre-recorded, so there won't be a contest, but I do plan, God willing, to be in the studio next week. And I sure hope I get more phone calls. I give you the easiest questions in the world. So when I'm back in the studio and I ask the question and you hear the song, Give Me Bagels, I want to hear those phones ringing off the hook, okay? And right now, enjoy the interview. Corey Bell Keeler and Randy Keeler. I should say welcome back to Bagels and Blessings, Corey and Randy. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you for having us.
You're welcome. I just praise God. You know, Corey, I've known you for a few years, and I know you've been through so much heartache, and your faith never wavered, and you've come through now to the other side, and I just want to know how God has... Tell me a little bit about how God has blessed you, and what's been going on in your life since the last time we talked, which was probably 2 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, as you know, 4 years ago, I lost my son. And then very shortly after that, my home life just became unmanageable and unraveled. That was something that was happening for a very long time. But I hid it well, and I was in great denial, and after many attempts to reconcile that situation and just kept trusting God, and finally he left. So I found myself a single woman 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, and I moved in with my brother Mike, and I think this is where you and I probably spoke last, because after moving in with my brother and his wife a year later, which would have been last year, my brother Mike died at 59 years old of the same thing that my son died of.
Oh, I didn't realize it was the same thing.
Yes.
Oh.
Completely unrelated. It was not a hereditary thing. Just their circumstances both led to the formation of a blood clot that killed both of them. It's called a pulmonary thromboembolism. Bo, my son, died in his sleep, and my brother Mike died on the way to the hospital. So,
oh my goodness.
It was very unexpected. It was very traumatic. After that, I had to look for a new place to live because my sister-in-law's sister, a month later, lost her husband and nephew in a motorcycle accident.
Oh, it's too much, too much.
Yes, and so then the two sisters became widows, and they needed to live together, and I needed to find a new place to live. So, which I gladly did, because, you know, I understood the circumstances were so dire. So I rented a room from a doctor and then rented a room from a school administrator. And it was right before I made the transition to my second room to rent that I met my new husband, Randy. And I think maybe I should let him tell you how we met, because that would be a nice introduction to Randy Keeler.
Well, yes, I would love to know how you met. Before he says that, the thought that occurred to me was that you were like a wandering Jew there for a while, young lady.
I was, but, you know, I dated very briefly right after my divorce, about 6 weeks or so, and it was tumultuous, and it wasn't the right fit, and I just cried out to God, and I said, God, I know I'm meant to be married. I'm wired to be married. My love language is physical touch and words of affirmation. I want a companion. I'm going to wait on you, but I pray that it's not too long, because I just have been in the desert for so many years and so neglected. And I remember very, very clearly in August of 2019, the Lord spoke to me and said, pray for your new husband. And I said, but I don't even know his name. I don't even, you know, I haven't met anybody. And I just, everybody I meet is like so not suited for me. And I was starting to think there was no one for me. And he just said, pray for your new husband. So I did, for this no-named person. And I prayed he would be a godly man, and that the Lord would get him through all of his trials, and that he would be someone who loves the Lord with all his heart, more than he would ever love me. And, you know, I just kind of went down the list of things that I wanted to see in a godly man, and just began praying. And then in March of 2020, I was in Canada. I was doing a gig for the Chosen People Ministries, and I had just signed up for a dating service that my friend recommended to me, and I was very hesitant, but it was Christian Mingle, and I filled out my profile and put up a couple of pictures, and for about a week I got all kinds of comments and invitations, and there was just no interest in anybody until I came home from Canada on March 8th, and I got a very, very interesting hit from a man named Randy. And that's where I'll let Randy take it.
All right, Randy. Randy, you are up to bat.
Well, Ethel,
yeah.
God answered Corey's prayers. God answered my prayers, because I came out of some extreme heartbreak and hardship and hard times, and it was in that dark moment that I had really, really prayed for somebody like Corey. And here's the great part, is that God answered prayer. And here's the thing, you know, she had mentioned Christian Mingle, that we were on Christian Mingle, and you know what? I never did anything like this. I never considered doing anything like this.
No.
You know, and I thought, you know, but if we do this, do you think God could still work in a computer database system?
So why not? Why not?
What do you think? So basically, so I was on, like, about a week, and I basically, in my profile, I put, you know, I'm willing to meet somebody 100 or 200 miles away, and that was it. Wasn't finding anybody, and I thought, you know what? Why don't I change my parameters?
Now, he was in Nashville at the time.
That was in Nashville, and she was all the way out in Southern California. And so I decided to change the parameters and say, I'm willing to meet somebody 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 miles away.
A million miles. Who's counting?
A million miles. Because you know what? Because you know what? I thought, no distance is too far for the right person.
Yeah. Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh.
So I changed those parameters, and shortly thereafter, I found somebody by the name of Corey. And I loved everything that I read on her profile, and she was absolutely, it just seemed too good to be true.
Come on now, when you saw her picture, your jaw dropped down to the floor.
Yeah, 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 exactly, exactly. She's a beautiful, beautiful lady. So we started to text, and I realized that there was something here.
Yeah, we connected immediately.
We connected immediately, and we were, and Ethel, we were texting so fast, it was just like torrential. It's like we couldn't even keep up. I mean, if we were talking, we would be out of breath. And it just went on hour after hour after hour after hour. And you know what? You know what? I think we began to think that God had put together two people from, you know, two different backgrounds, two different states, and something beautiful began to unfold at that moment.
Did it graduate to phone calls?
Eventually, about a week later, we got on the phone, and then he said, I would really like to meet you. And I said, well, you get your own plane ticket, you get your own car, you get your own place to stay, because I am not picking you up, and I'm not putting you up somewhere with a friend. You got to do all that on your own. He says,
oh, wow.
Have it any other way.
Yeah, wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, this was going to be like a real date. When you date someone and you say, let's meet for coffee. It's just he had to come 2,200 miles to meet me for coffee.
Why not put him up with a friend?
Because I didn't want to get that personal or obligated or drawn in until I met him.
Gotcha.
I needed to meet him, and so he asked me, where do you want to meet? And I'm thinking, the beach or a restaurant or a coffee shop. And he says, how about your mountain? And some of your listeners know, and especially on Facebook, that I have a very special mountain that I would go to for the last couple of years and just pour my heart out to the Lord and seek God. And it's a very remote place near my home. And I did a lot of reflecting and a lot of worshiping on that mountain. And when he said, why don't I meet you on your mountain? I thought, oh my goodness, you had me at hello.
Oh, that blows me away. Oh my gosh.
It was like, and we did all kinds of, you know, after that, we did all kinds of personality tests online together and just discussed them after we took them. And we were 97% compatible, according to all the tests we took.
Well, let's not get don't go too far ahead, because I got to go back to that moment when you met him. I want to know how you both felt when you met.
Okay, so it would happen to be the coldest and rainiest day in Southern California in the entire year. And I even considered, while I was waiting on the mountain underneath an umbrella, freezing my little tuchus off, I thought to myself, maybe I should call him and say, you know what, why don't you just meet me at a coffee shop? And I heard that still small voice in my head saying, no, let him do this.
Did he have any trouble finding the mountain?
A little bit.
Boy.
A little bit. He missed his exit.
16 hours later.
No, he was probably about 30 minutes late. But anyway, he did show up. And when I saw him coming from about a quarter of a mile away, I'm on top of the mountain. He's parked down on the road. And it's torrential downpour. It is so cold. And I've got this big black and yellow umbrella, look like a bumblebee. And I told him, when you see the big bumblebee, you know, you'll know that's me. And so he could see where I was, and he followed the path. And I actually watched him running. He ran up the mountain. He couldn't wait to see me. It was so cute. And
every now and then she'd twirl that little umbrella. She'd be twirling, and it was just too cute.
Aww.
It just made me run all the faster.
So I'm crouched underneath the umbrella, and I'm having to hold it down because the wind was so fierce it was going to take it and throw it away. So I'm holding the stem of the umbrella plus the edge of the umbrella so it wouldn't pull up. And I thought to myself, well, I'll know he's here when I see his feet. Because all I could see was, you know, like from the waist down, I could see the legs and the feet. And sure enough, I see him, and I thought, well, I'll lift up the umbrella. And then I thought, okay, but I can't. I'm frozen. I am so frozen. I was frozen from nervousness. I could sing in front of 2,000 people on television, you know, or whatever, on a stage, and I never get stage fright. I was so scared.
And it's funny because we had texted and texted and texted and texted. I mean, we're talking like maybe, what, 100 hours of texting,
yeah,
even before we met. And so we realized that there was something there, there was something compatible,
yeah,
even before we met. But there's still, when you say, Corey, there was just a little bit of that, of that real nervousness because, you know, there's nothing like physically being close, I mean, in the presence of somebody, it's,
yeah,
like,
oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well,
how's this gonna work? Is this gonna
Randy,
work? What happens if we don't like, if we don't think we're attractive? Or
Randy,
some weird thing?
Yeah. Randy, all I can think of is, so by the time you got to her, you're finally out of breath, you're like,
he was soaking
oh,
wet.
I was.
And he had a leather jacket on, a black leather jacket. It was soaked, and I thought, that thing's gonna, you know, shrink up on him and squeeze him. But anyway, he got there, and I see his feet. I cannot move. I'm so paralyzed. And then he gets right up to the umbrella. He steps right into my personal space.
Oh dear.
And all I see are his four fingers coming up underneath that umbrella. And I see his fingers grab the umbrella, and I see him lift up, and then I see him face to face, and he looks at me and he says,
I said, you know what, Corey, you sure know how to make a guy pursue. Look, I had to run up a mountain in the rain. I mean, I'm talking not just raining, but freezing rain.
What I did for love.
Okay, so by the time I got to the top, I am like out of breath,
yeah,
and I'm a long distance runner, and I run a lot.
Uh-huh.
But she really gave me a workout.
Yeah.
So
you know what happened next?
Oh, do tell.
Oh, this is really cool.
After you said you sure know how to make a guy pursue, I flashed him a big smile. He took one more step towards me. He put his arm around me and he planted a big kiss on me.
Wow. Randy,
oh,
Randy, you didn't waste any time.
No, well, okay. Well, this is after, like, a lot of texting,
yeah,
a lot of talking, and we talked on the phone and so forth, but we are both very, very conservative.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't just go kiss anybody or whatever, but there was, okay, I just have to say, God was doing something.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, people say, well, I don't know about that, but look at the Book of Song of Solomon in the Old Testament. It's a love story.
It sure is.
God still does love stories,
yeah,
don't
yeah,
you
yeah.
think?
Oh, yeah.
So we had a pandemic relationship, and then we had a pandemic wedding.
Oh, man.
And, you know, to this day, we have never been to a movie together.
We haven't even, like, had really normal dates just because of COVID.
Yeah.
It's so funny, but...
Yeah.
And they've already made a movie called Love in the Time of COVID. That could have been your story. Well, it still is.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? Here's the deal. This isn't just about a romance. This is about God putting two people together to fulfill a destiny.
Yeah.
I believe that we all have destiny and purpose, and God calls us for a purpose and a reason. This is not just to mark out our days and eat and, you know, be busy eating, working, sleeping. He has a vision for us.
Yeah.
And
Amen.
It was very clear to both of us that he was putting two people together because
yeah.
he wanted to fulfill a vision and a purpose.
Yeah.
And evidently, because Corey married you and loves you, you must have a love for the Jewish people in Israel, or otherwise she would have said, bye-bye.
Oh, you have no idea. You have no idea. Just a few weeks ago, we were talking to his mother. We went to Minnesota to visit his mom, and she was telling us the story of her birth parents. She's adopted, and she mentioned her father's name, which is Matthew David Klein.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
And I'm going to do some research on his, you know, maternal grandmother's name. But I looked at him and I said, oh, my goodness. But that's not where the story started. He's been walking with the Lord for 40 years, and God has woven him in and out of the Jewish community for these 40 years. He said to me on one of our phone calls, by the way, he goes, I was just listening to this music the other day. I've been listening to it for many, many years. Have you ever heard of the band called Lamb?
Oh my, are you kidding me? Oh my gosh.
And then I still work for the Messianic Times, and I had to interview Joel Chernoff a couple weeks ago. And I put him on the phone. I said, Joel, I said, you know, this was after the interview. I said, somebody here wants to say hi to you. He's been fangirling you for many years. And I put him on and he talked to Joel and it was so cute.
Aw. So, Randy, I have to know, is there any musical ability in you at all?
I am a drummer. I've been a drummer for about 45 years.
Oh, so it really is a match made in heaven.
But more than that, even, because, you know, you could get, drummers can be a dime a dozen. More than that, Randy has some skills that I told him before the interview. I said, I'd really like you to tell Ethel and our audience how we complement each other in ministry, because Randy is an expert at media, and he has also, and you'll love this, he has a lot of extensive radio experience.
Oh, wow. Tell me more, Randy.
Well, okay, so a number of years ago, as a real zealous young guy, I started a daily radio program. It was only 5 minutes, but I'll tell you what, I could jam in a lot in 5 minutes. But what I did, it was a radio station based out of Minneapolis, St. Paul, and I stirred the community of believers to live authentically and zealously for God. And I took the time to really inspire people, and that's what it was about. And I had a lot of topics that I talked about, but radio is something that I feel is very far-reaching, and it touches the lives of many as they're in their cars and whatever.
Know.
Yeah, as you know. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and you got a good voice for it, too, I hear.
Well,
she does. I think so.
Well, I tell you, this is a lot of fun for me, because I've been getting a real kick out of your Facebook videos, but now I'm getting a real sense of how you are. This is personal, you know.
So what Randy does for a living right now to help support us is graphic design, but we are working on a song that I've been working on for over a year now, and we're doing a music video to it, and it's a song written by a friend of mine, and it's called Rain Down, and it's very, very pertinent for our times, because it's a call out to God to rain down his love and his wisdom and his power on us right now. We need repentance, and then revival will come.
Amen.
And as revival comes, there will be more repentance. So we're really excited about it. We want to release it soon. We've done some footage already in Tennessee, and now that we're in Southern California, we're going to continue doing some more footage and put it together. The song is almost completed. It's a very, very powerful song. It's probably one of the most challenging vocally for me that I've ever done. I do a lot of belting, and it's a very, very powerful song.
And here's the thing is it stirs people. It's very deeply stirring. And I think it's very encouraging, too. And I think that the body of believers need encouragement. They need to have hope. And last night, about 2:45 in the morning, I woke up and I just felt burdened by prayer. And what the Lord began to speak to me along these lines was that, you know, we can't forget our heritage. We can't forget our history. You know, Hebrews chapter 11 shows the heroes of the faith. You know, people who slayed giants and wrestled with angels and crossed the Red Sea on foot, and even in their singing, caused their enemies to flee. They subdued kingdoms, they wrought righteousness, they shut the mouths of lions. This is our heritage. This is the legacy that God is calling Corey and I to do and be and live and bring encouragement. And Corey's music ministry is incredibly profound.
Yes.
And so we're just really praying that God will continue to open doors for us, that we may be able to be effective as his servants.
Yeah.
I will keep that in my prayers for sure.
Thank you. It's very interesting. Both of us in our lives now, we're in our late 50s. We've raised our families. Our children are now grown, and they have their own lives, and we're very proud of all of them, and they're, you know, launched. And so now we are newlyweds, not ever going to have any more children. It's just the two of us. And it's a completely different dynamic than either one of us is used to. And it's getting very exciting because we realize that without the responsibilities of having to raise a family, it's just us. And now we can do things that we have always wanted to do or dreamt about doing without the responsibilities that we've always had. And it's kind of a newness for both of us, an exciting time, but we're ready, we're rolling up our sleeves, we're going to get not only our hands dirty, but everything else dirty if we have to and get into the trenches, and this is a great time in our lives.
Right, right. And here's the thing to piggyback on what Corey was saying real quick here. I mean, we are in our 50s, and I know a lot of guys my age that are just deciding to pack it in and take up golf. And there's nothing wrong with golf. But wouldn't it be awesome if we got a clear direction from God in our 50s when we know more than we've ever known? And that, you know, we're people who have been around the block a couple thousand times, and perhaps there's many listeners out there that are just saying, I don't know what God wants me to do. But if you seek Him and you pursue Him, He'll put something in your heart to do. I mean, this is a time where, you know, it says in the Bible that the men of Issachar understood the times. Mm-hmm. We need to understand the times to know what we should do. Mm-hmm. And that's the point is, you know, we have a real strong romance, but we also have direction. We have purpose. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think if we don't live for purpose, then we just frittle. How do you like that word?
I love it.
We just waste our lives away. So that's the trajectory that we're on.
Right. I like fiddle.
I do too.
Fiddle. Look it up.
I will. There'll be no fooling right now. Listen, unfortunately, we're running out of time, but I just want to say that I am just so, we'll do this again, no worries. I'm so thankful to God for bringing the two of you together, for revealing His purpose and plan for you two as a couple. And just before we sign off, are there any specific prayer needs that you want from us listeners?
I'll let Randy start. I have something in mind.
Well, I think the thing is that we continually need to have wisdom. You know, we can have a lot of good ideas, but unless we have God's wisdom about something, you know, we're just spinning our wheels and spending endless cycles. And it's important that we get it right, that we don't spend 3 years going in the wrong direction. So I would just say that God would give Randy and Corey wisdom to know what battles we should engage in and which ones to leave alone.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes.
And I would say we are trusting God for complete provision.
Yes.
But I would like prayer for that. We've been praying about it and trusting Him, and He's been providing. But we need provision because both of us have decided that rather than try and focus on putting a roof over our heads, we'd like to be freed up to just serve the Lord and not worry about where the next
right.
meal is coming from.
Exactly.
And the God has provided us a wonderful place to live where we're at here in Southern California, and we're thankful. It's very, very expensive to live here. Southern California especially is a very, very difficult place to live. But God has provided miraculously for us, and we'd just like to see Him continue to provide so that we can do the work of the ministry and not be thinking about, oh my goodness, how are we going to pay the rent?
Yes.
Amen.
So, we have a lot of vision. We yeah. really do. And I have a lot of media equipment, the ability to do videos. And like Corey said, we're working on a video right now
yeah.
and want to release that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it'll stir a lot of people.
And we'll do more videos than just where did we park our car.
Well, I am, you guys are so adorable together. And I'm not the only one that thinks that, by the way. But anyway, I look forward to hearing more about what God is going to do with the two of you. Can't wait to hear the new song so I can play it on Bagels and Blessings. And I just love watching this whole thing happen right before my eyes. I mean, this is, I felt like I was at your wedding. It was so exciting. So,
Ethel, thank you so much. You know, can we just pray for you real quick?
Why, sure.
Good. Father God, I just lift up Ethel to you, Lord, and her ministry that's been going so many years now, for a couple of decades, Lord. She has been bringing the truth of our Messiah to her audience. She's been bringing important and interesting people to give testimony. And God, we just pray that her and her family would be healthy in their finances, in their bodies, in their relationships, Lord, and in their ministry. Father, we just bless her and thank you for her in Yeshua's name.
Amen.
Okay, Ethel, don't look, and neither do your listeners look. I'm going to give Corey a big kiss.
Ooh.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, you guys are so cute.
So in love.
All right, well, listen, I love you guys, and
thank you.
I'm sending my kisses to both of you. And we will talk again soon, and may the Lord inscribe you in the book of life and bless you far beyond you can even dream in Yeshua's name.
Awesome. Thank
all right.
you so much.
Well, thank
you.
We will talk again soon. Shalom for now. All right.
Shalom.
Love you.
Shalom.
This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings, and that was my interview with Corey Bell Keeler and her husband, Randy. And I hope you enjoyed that. I certainly did. And let's just keep them in prayer and see what God will do in their life. He has a wonderful plan for them, and we get to watch it unfold. And I don't know about you, but I am really looking forward to seeing and hearing that new music video that they are working on together. All right, we have time for one more song. This is called Shalom.
Shalom, Shalom, wish you the blessing of Shalom.
Yagir Adonai Panavalecha vikunecha. Yes, Adonai, paramalecha, v'yasem lecha, shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying, Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.